Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon, 6:07 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And our Ingalls Advantage talk line is going crazy at 1-800-347-1063. We go with Kevin in Simpsonville. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Jimbo. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to call and let you know I left from the Simpsonville, I think it's 3 or 4, Simpsonville United Methodist, a couple of ones are voting there. Talked with the poll workers. They didn't give me the number, but they said that the turnout was much, much larger than a couple of weeks ago. So that they had seen a dramatic increase was a word that they had used for the turnout.
Well, that certainly would seem to be in keeping with the public interest. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the thing I want to talk, I know there's been a number of callers on both sides. I talked with Hobart when he ran the last time, and then unfortunately didn't make it. Came up very, it was very close, very short. And then talked with him and Darius, watched all the debates. And the things that swayed me to vote, those two guys were the ones that impressed me the most when I looked at everything through that. But then when we ended up here the last few weeks, the number of things that pushed me towards Hobart was, one, just the quality of who he was, the way he spoke, the way he carried himself, the genuineness, and then the substance in his answers. And then seeing how many, not just the folks that ran against him that came up to support him, but how many officers or deputies that I know, how many of them came out in support of him. And that's a challenge for a lot of those guys to do. I mean, in the past, a lot of deputies had to actually leave to run for sheriff because you were basically running against your boss, and that's never a good thing. So a lot of times they'll leave when they go to run. And so to see guys who currently are in the uniform willing to step up, just shows that, that they have skin in that game, and they're putting their neck out to support any candidate, knowing that that candidate may not win, and then they're going to be working for, the opposition. But then also just, again, I heard AT this morning on the radio, and it was just inexcusable the way he acted. And a number of folks talked about how he was on the debate side. The word I would use, it was just borderline condescending when he would attack the other candidates for things unrelated to the role of being the sheriff. He is a very educated man. He's been in a large organization and ran that. But when I saw the quality of the character, the demeanor, the way they carried themselves. And then I'll be honest, the final straw was when Chuck Wright, who I am incredibly impressed with in Spartanburg County and what he's done over there in the last years, when Chuck stood up and said that Hobart was his guy, that was the final thing. Because I take what Chuck says with an incredible amount of credentials, because if Hobart can turn out to be the same kind of sheriff that Spartanburg has enjoyed under Chuck Wright, then we've got some good years ahead of us.
Yeah, we had some texters that felt the same way that you did, that Chuck was instrumental in their decision as well. Well, that's very thoughtful, Kevin. You've obviously spent some time looking into this.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. And, again, whoever wins, as long as folks continue to use their right and their freedom and the privilege to vote, then we all come out winners.
We do come out winners. Amen to that. And thank you very much, sir. Kevin in Simpsonville there. And by the way, a number who had called in and dropped off for whatever reason, technical or time factors, but we do have an opening or two at the Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and it's 11 past 6 now. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, that is 71307, 71307. We'll check that out here. Jimbo Hannon in for Bob McLean today and tomorrow. The rest of the week is kind of up in the air right at the moment. Texters saying, why are they so fond of Chuck Wright? Crime is exploding here in Spartanburg. Do you have you haven't done a damn thing about it. Okay, we'll put you down as undecided. All righty. Regarding A.T. Smith's insistence that a college education is necessary to be Greenville County Sheriff, the man A.T. says he admires most, Johnny Mack Brown, did not have those advanced degrees that Smith says are so vital. Okie dokie. Hi, Jimbo. Outstanding show today. Thank you very much. Voted for Hobart Lewis precisely because he was high school dropout and has had a brush with the law, as the text line just jumped all over the place. With the despicable, had a brush with the despicable Clinton administration, I guess, here again. All righty. I predict that he will win in a landslide, and I'm naming my brand new rehomed golden retriever puppy Hobart, Jan and Greer. Okay, now we got people getting serious about a sheriff's race when you name your new golden retriever puppy Hobart. Okay, now, of course, if he poops on the rug, you may have to change the name. I'm just saying, but you never know. All right, it's 13 past 6 o'clock at 106.3. Let's see. By the way, it says a text, your education only shows that you have the ability to learn and stick it out. Gary in Powdersville. Hi, Jimbo. I'm from Spartanburg and work for a local agency. It seems like Mr. Smith has smacked the faces of at least 50% of the citizens of Greenville County and his to-be sheriff's office to suggest that a man can't manage a department because he doesn't have a college degree is just insulting. You know, for a man of higher education, he sure doesn't pay much attention to his surrounding. $3,000 spent in his household without his knowledge and the incompetence to let the flyer circulate in Greenville County sounds to me like he made a lot of excuses and deniability. I wonder if he learned that strategy from his Clinton kinfolk. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, text galore here. All right. Anyway, suffice it to say that this is getting a lot of attention. Obviously, we'll find out here with the Tara in the morning who won. Again, don't forget that all of the voting locations, if you're a last-minute voter, and I'm not even sure when the polls close, but all the last-minute voters out there, we have all of the voting locations listed on the WORD Facebook page, all right? The WORD Facebook page. And for the record, by the way, they're still talking impeachment on Capitol Hill. That has definitely taken second place to the sheriff's race this afternoon. But Mitch McConnell has made some concessions to essentially the moderate Republicans. The changes that he has agreed give House impeachment managers others more time to speak. So anyway, it's proceeding, I'll put it that way, slowly on the Senate side, and we'll keep you apprised of all that happens there. All righty, Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Time now is 6:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you very much. Glad you're with us this afternoon. And give us a shout, since a lot of people have pretty intense feelings about this sheriff's race or the impeachment battle that is just beginning. Let us know on that or any other subject that might cross your mind or park adjacent to it somewhere at the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. All righty then. Let's check out the texting folks over there, shall we? Let's see. One of the reasons that I chose to vote for Mr. Lewis today is what is happening in Virginia. I believe that he will stand up and protect our Second Amendment rights more than Mr. Smith would. I hope it never happens, but you never know when the winds will change, be it state or federal. Okay. Again, that's one reason that was passed along here. I was number 1121 who voted today in the Skyland District, says this texter. Wonder if Smith's wife's cousin Bill will call tonight and offer his condolences. Okay, snarky and predictive, both, okay. Very good. Texter says, just a reminder that Trump donated to Clinton, too. That's true. That's true. He did. Okay, boy, we got people saying Johnny Mac Brown was as corrupt as Chuck's sailors or something. People texting line is jumping around on me here. In Greer in the 70s. Okay. So if all of these people who don't want an educated sheriff will ask themselves the question, if their daughter gets sick, that I want a nurse that will help her. I want a doctor to help her. Okay. I guess that's a support for Tommy Smith. All right here. And another limerick alert. Alan R. in Spartanburg is very prolific today. Here we go. There's a lesson that Bernie must learn. When it's Hillary's or Joe Biden's turn, they'll torch your campaign, so get used to the pain. Hey, Bernie. Are you feeling the burn? Ba-da-bing-tsh. And there was one other that he sent yesterday that I got to share. Again, Alan R. should seriously write a book. All righty, we got texting here in 100 directions here. Anyway, the bottom line is that you people are definitely cool in terms of participation. I like that. Let's see here. Jimbo Ken from Anderson. I don't have a dog in the fight. However, given recent law enforcement history, I hope the people will get behind the victor, whichever it is. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, primary battles and bury the hatchet after that. Texter says at 624, if you look into A.T. Smith's shifty eyes, you should know who to vote for. Then if you still don't know, then you should not vote, okay? The shifty eye vote detector there, all right? Texter says, my choices for sheriff are between a Democrat pretending to be conservative and a good old boy who has been working under the same corrupt system for years. Well, that we're going to try to get rid of while promising more of the same. I'd just rather not vote at all, and I didn't. Whoever wins this race, I pray it works out, but my hopes are very, very dim. All right, I understand that feeling. I will tell you, I have never in my life given up my right to vote. When I have looked at choices and I don't like the choices, I always cast a vote, and I'll tell you why, and why I disagree with your stance. There's always somebody to vote for, and even if you feel there's nobody to vote for, then there is someone to vote against. And I have cast more than a few votes voting against. Not every choice is between good and bad. Some choices are between bad and worse. It's still a choice. And bad is still preferable to worse. So that's my particular pick on that sort of thing. I have never turned down a vote. I will vote for bad any day of the week to keep worse from taking office. There's always some basis for casting a vote. You may not be thrilled with the outcome, but you ought to be happy that at least you helped keep worse out of office. You had to vote for bad to do it, but that's what you did. That's my take here, all right? For what it's worth, let's see here. Other texters, and we got a few of them out there. Goodness knows people are texting. But we also have calls like Richard in Greenville, who calls in this afternoon. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Mr. Bohannon. I'm tickled to death.
Well, thank you. Me too.
I think you said you applaud everybody's right to vote. And I'm just glad that, to hear that something local's taken over this charade that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yep.
And it really gives me a little bit of hope. I don't have a dog in the hunt. I'm on the Spartanburg side of Greer, so Chuck Wright's my guy. But the thing that kind of tormented my mother and father live in Greenville County. I was brought up in Greenville County, and the next door neighbor was actually I want to say he was the partner of Mr. Smith whenever he first was a regular county sheriff. Officer, not a
A deputy?
A deputy, yeah, I guess.
Okay, all right.
So it shows his age, and he's got signs all over us every time I go to my mother's house, and he said something, whatever. Then I was talking to guys in my wedding from years ago, and he kind of said what is coming out a lot, that A.O. Smith's just part as bad or worse than Johnny Mac Brown with some of the good old, pocket town, this, that, and the other, went through this liturgy of how most guns found in New York were from South Carolina or upstate South Carolina. They were used to crimes and just one thing and the other. I'm like, wow, okay. And, I think and like you said, one of the texters said that or caller said that he shoot himself in the foot saying that. It has to be college educated to be a sheriff. Just to show you how things turn around, yes, a lot of vocations, you do have to have a college education, but a lot of, just because of the cost of college now, a lot of students coming out are opting to go to your trade schools and this, that, and the other versus, the four-year blue-collar, universities. So, I think, he kind of said, well, you should look at the demographics of, Greenville County, I think, first. Because, I think if it was out there somewhere, I'm sure majority are not, college educated with advanced degrees, associate, sure. Trade schools, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And that's just apparent because all the auto manufacturing and the manufacturing plants we have. Now, Peachtree City in Atlanta or something where most of your residents are, of a higher education and professionals, I would say, doctors, lawyers, stuff like that. And, it might be different, but I think Mr. Lewis is going to come out with a good win.
Well, we will see how it turns out. Thanks for your call, and more to come. It's now 6. We got to take a quick break here, Richard. Thank you much. It's 6:29 at 106.3. Good afternoon, all, and we have 23 minutes before 7 o'clock on the Bobby Mack Thing wrapping up for this Tuesday afternoon. I'll be in tomorrow, and appreciate very much the opportunity. A lot of folks using that Ingalls Advantage talk line, and let's go first to Fireball in Simpsonville. Hello, Fireball.
Hello, Jimbo. How you doing?
Well, sir, thank you.
Yeah, I am honored to have the opportunity to speak to a radio broadcasting, a true radio broadcasting icon.
You're mighty kind.
Well, no, I'm not kind. I'm a man of God. I'm not only that, 60 years last year as his servant. So, you know, I'm thrown to tell the truth. You know, it's
well, thank
what
you.
I do.
Thank you.
You've
much.
Been around a long time. You're a hero of mine. I don't know if you're in the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame like Rush, but you deserve to be. You really do. You don't toot your horn much, are you, out of curiosity?
Both Rush and I are a member of the National Radio Hall of Fame. That's correct.
I would expect so. You deserve it.
Thank you. Probably
multiple times, like Rush. But anyway, and I do catch your show in the morning. I pull a lot of all-nighters. The only way I found to do more of God's work is to get less sleep. Only 24 hours in a day, and sometimes I don't have time to sleep. Got miles to go before I rest. But yeah. I just called in basically, you know, it's all said and done as far as the voting is over for the most part. So I'm not calling in to influence anybody's decision. Because I intended to earlier today, I intended to call the Tara show for the first time in years since she called me a liar on air repeatedly.
Oh, dear.
Which was not true. I'm a man of God and I don't lie. But it was a personal thing between her and I, and I understand that. I got the message. Somebody asked me late last year, Jim, if I was an informer for the police, for law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, I'm not. I'm a collaborator. I have informants. And what I'm after is, it's one of the things I do in my work for God. Mm-hmm. I'm after the dealers in death, the serial killers, the ones who use drugs mm-hmm. instead of guns or knives. You know, the dealers in death. And I've collaborated with law enforcement for years at county level, city level, you name it. You know, anything I can do to take them out, I love them just like I love everybody else, Jim. But I hate what they do to the people. And there's no difference between them and a serial killer. It's just the instrument death that they use.
Well,
like fentanyl, heroin, things like that. So,
well, it's a bad thing, certainly.
Well, it's a passion of mine. But I know a lot of the men and women on the streets, locally and in mm-hmm. the county level. And I'm now in South Greenville County. I sold my house over in Greer. Mm-hmm.
Well, a quick question. I want to try to squeeze in one more call here before our break. But I want to ask you, based on your passion, do you have a choice in the sheriff's race?
I'm calling in to reassure everybody that by whether they voted against A.T. Smith or for his opponent, mm-hmm. they made the right decision because the men and women on the streets, the ones that I listened to, said A.T. Smith is far too political. That's how he got his job with the Secret Service. That's how he moved up through the ranks.
Okay.
And he deserved to be fired. You had Democrats and Republicans calling for his dismissal when he was with the Secret Service. That was bipartisan support to fire the guy.
Okay.
You know, but the men and women on the streets, they believe in his opponent.
Well,
they don't believe in him, and that's all I needed to hear.
Fair enough. Well, we'll put you down as undecided there, Fireball. Thank you much for your call.
No, not undecided.
I know.
Definitely decided and definitely nonpartisan.
That was a little joke there. Appreciate your thoughts and your kind words. Thank you so very, very much. At 20 minutes before 7, let's go to Brenda on her cell phone. Hello, Brenda.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, great. Wonderful. Well, thank you for the opportunity, and my statement's just going to be pretty short. I'd just like to say that I've been very impressed with Hobart Lewis and the way he has run his campaign. A real gentleman. I think he has really lived true to his testimony. He's taken a lot of hits. But he has handled it very well, and I had the opportunity to speak with him last week. He also was very gracious in returning a phone call, and this has been one of the most probably dirtiest political races for a sheriff's job I think I've ever seen.
Well, it's certainly been contentious, no question about that.
It has been, but I would have to say I think it's been more contentious on A.T. Smith's part.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Hall ran a great campaign. All the others, you know, were very positive. You know, I think that we as citizens, Americans, we're tired of the mudslinging, dirty, corrupt politics. We want people to tell us what they're going to do to help fix our state, our county, and our country. And we don't need lip servers. We need people that literally are willing to get into the trenches and fight to make this country what it used to be. I am a political activist, I would consider. I will be until the day God calls me home, because I think that that is our job. And we cannot complain about our country if we don't get involved in it.
Well, amen to that. And people like you, Brenda, who make this a better country, and you are to be commended for getting involved and getting in. You know, people say politics is dirty. No, it's dirty if clean people stay out of it, but it's not inherently dirty.
I know. Right. You know what? The only way that it got dirty was because the good people stayed out.
That's right.
I read something recently. I am a God-fearing Christian woman, and I read something recently about the churches and how the churches have many have been silenced in our politics. And we cannot blame our government if we do not get involved. We can't blame the government. We can't blame the politicians. God has called us to be good stewards of this country. And I hate to tell you, but I think on the reckoning day, a lot of people are going to be surprised. I believe God did call us to work hard to make this country. Can you imagine what this country would have been like that when the Constitution was being written, if the writers of the Constitution just said, you know what, I'm not interested, I'm not going to write the Constitution. You know, one person can make a difference, but many can make a great difference, and many have given up, and many they've just become apathetic. And it is time that we get back a vision and that we say we're going to take our country back from the corruptness. I'm telling you right now, I will never give up.
Never give up.
As long as God is never. I will never. My mission verse, and by the way, you'll be my first radio person to ask this to, and I get to ask you this.
Okay, go ahead quickly.
My mission verse. Very quickly, my mission verse is John 3:16.
Uh-huh.
Billy Graham installed that into me when I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
What does John 3:16 say? I'm interviewing you today. For God so loved the world that he gave his
only begotten Son. Words to live by, Brenda. Thank you, ma'am. Look, we're going to take a quick break here, but I thank you so much for your commitment to making this country better. And the time now is 15 before 7. Well, hi there. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Also 106.3WORD.com. You can listen anywhere, and I've done that in other cities because some places don't have a station comparable to 106.3 WORD, or they've got a conservative station, but it's not as good. Also in the upstate area, Southern Part 101.5 FM is a great choice. Hope that you'll check that out. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Checking out a few of the texts here this afternoon. AT, or Tommy Smith, outspent his opponents 5-1 in radio, TV, phone, and print, but still came up nearly 1,500 votes short 2 weeks ago. Looks like all those college degrees and experience didn't help him manage money. Okay. Hey, Jimbo just voted for Hobart Lewis. Mr. Smith had a how dare you for pointing out my lying attitude with Tara this morning. I'm pretty sure I made the right choice. Thanks, Jeff. Okie dokie. You are the man, Jim. That's one write-in vote for me. Okay, thank you very much here. Other thoughts that are being passed along here textually. Voting for Hobart felt so good. Okay. This one. I really like this one. People are dying in Hong Kong for the right to vote. There is no excuse for not voting. Amen to that. Amen to that. Again, as this other texter said here, Jimbo had a few more in Virginia, voted for the bad. They likely wouldn't now have the worse, Northam as governor. It's an important point to remember. There's always a basis for casting a ballot. And you're really shortchanging yourself and the system if you don't take advantage of it. Again, if you can't vote for somebody, vote against somebody. That's fine. I've done it on many an occasion. I have not always been happy with the choices I've been presented. But those are my choices. That's how it worked out. And I still have a voice, and I'm going to use it, even if neither choice would be what I had hoped for in the first place. So, anyway. Katie in Danner, I'm listening to that sad text who didn't vote. Vote systems or the devil, you know, but vote, yes. Vote even for the devil you know or the devil you don't know. That's a basis for voting. Let's see. Jimbo, I believe the higher turnout, which is apparently the case today, as would be expected. Texter says, I believe the higher turnout is a result of the following. One, we don't care to elect a Maryland quasi-Republican friend of Bill Clinton. And two, the general population is waking up to the negative influence that Democrats are having on our society. I suspect Donald Trump will win in a landslide and bring many others in on his coattails. Well, I hope you're right. At this juncture, I don't see any evidence of him winning in a coattail, a landslide. And he didn't have a ton of coattails the last time around, but I hope that he does. And the important thing is that he wins. And again, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen that the president wins. All right? It's 6 minutes before 7 o'clock here. Jimbo, there are too many people involved, and this A.T. Smith campaign, it smells to high heaven. Go Hobart. Okay. That's all we need, another educated Barack Obama type. Oh, okay. We voted for Lewis because he sounds humble and a servant leader. My husband, because he has observed that Smith's tone has become more arrogant. And is the only solution. Okay, again, some of these texts are not easy to read here. But isn't it funny that Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump for looking into a possible crime and they want to elect the person who committed it, that crime? I certainly see the irony that you express there. The situation, just to switch over to that for the moment, the Bidens, you've got to keep in mind, and I sympathize with Joe Biden in this regard. He had a ne'er-do-well son who got a stripper pregnant, who was snorting cocaine while serving in the Navy. And he had another son who was very, very productive and accomplished and who, of course, died of cancer. I feel for him. I do. And when he saw the ne'er-do-well son apparently making good at something, I'm sure like most parents, his thought was, oh, I hope this works out. Now, Joe Biden is quoted at one point as saying to son Hunter Biden, I hope you know what you're doing. I hope you know what you're doing. Which indicated that Joe Biden had heard some of these people who I think they should be called to testify, people who had in fact approached the vice president, people who had, for example, Amos Hochstein, who was the White House energy czar under Obama, who he raised this matter with Joe Biden. So Biden was aware there were questions about what his son was doing. Now, if Biden had shown any interest whatsoever, he would have known what it was that his son was doing, was trading on his name. Now, if Biden Joe was a genuinely honest man, he should have spelled out to Hunter, you know, I want you to succeed. I really do. I love you, son. I'm your father. Don't trade on my name. Don't drag me down into something that is not good. That's what he should have done. And it would seem that he either didn't or that Hunter ignored him. I want to know more, since that's the gist of this whole impeachment inquiry, that Donald Trump was after the Bidens. Maybe he had reasons to be. Subpoena both of them. I want them both to testify. And no more of this weaselly, nobody claimed that Hunter did anything wrong. Well, guess again, Joe. They're claiming it, and you're under oath now, and it's time to tell the truth. That I want to see. Jimbo for Bobby Mack. We'll do it again tomorrow here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. So give us a call, give us a text. Heck, we take smoke signals. We're very open around here. Appreciate it, and we'll see who wins the big sheriff's race tonight. Right now, we'll bow out of here, and the time is 3 before 7.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.